Morning, everyone. I have a subject this morning that I've been looking at for a while now, and it concerns the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of mentioning of his blood in the Bible, and I think that there's not only the corporal blood that he had to make him a human being, and there's also the redemptive qualities of the blood that he had during the time when he paid our eternal debt, which was during the 3 hours of darkness. There's a sense in which his life was lived as we should live in our new nature. He's our example, and as a brother in Christ, we need so much to understand his whole life as well as the life during those 3 hours, which was cut off to God his Father, and his blood was poured out during that time. But he also bled when he was a child and when he was circumcised. He bled during his trial when he was scourged. And we need to understand the difference between the time when up to 12 o'clock that day, which the Bible mentions as the sixth hour, and through the ninth hour, the day beginning at 6 a.m. abruptly, so the sixth hour is 12 noon. So I'd like to, at some point later, when I'm called on again, to talk a little bit about the differences between his life's blood while he was a human being with a Holy Spirit without measure, with full faith in the Father in him, the Holy Spirit in him, because I believe that he lived 33 and a half years with as the Son of Man, who is the Son of God, and we need to understand that life in order to understand our what he is to us as our example. Our old nature is corrupt, but his bodily flesh was not corrupt. It was perfect. But during 3 hours, he was made to be sin, who knew no sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So there was a change. And there are several verses that I would love to read, and in the interest of time, I'll forego that and mention it in the future times when I will share. But there's a verse in Isaiah that I want to read that kind of summarizes, I believe, what we need in our church body, what we need amongst our people who are called by his name. And I would say that that verse kind of summarizes a little bit about what I just talked about in the blood. And the verses in Isaiah 33, 5 through 6, it says, "The Lord is exalted, for he dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure." So stability of thy times. We need stability. Amen. And the winds of doctrines being as they are and all the different things that we hear today are really confusing, and it's very much instability. Yes. So we need to consider, what is stability? And one of the subject matters that I believe is we need to know who the Son of Man is, who the Son of God is, and they're in the same body, Jesus Christ. And there was blood involved in his life, as well as blood is talked about in the Bible, in the Word of God during those 3 hours, about the blood of his cross. But there's no blood in a cross. But there's verses that talk about that. So we need to understand. I think that would bring stability, that we have nothing to offer for our eternal life. It's all an act of God. We're dead in trespasses and sins. We're buried under our sin nature. And apart from the wind of the Holy Spirit blowing in our life and resurrecting us and giving us eternal life, we have no stability. We have no hope. So when we get that being born again at the day that God so desires, then we can begin a life of learning. And where are we going to learn it? In Isaiah 33, it says, He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. So we need to go where the stability is taught. And I believe stability is taught in God's bride, His church, that we are the pillar and foundation, or the truth where we share what stability there is, okay, in this life. And it's proper judgment. We need judgment. You know, we're not going to be judged eternally, but right now we need judgment because our old nature needs an iron rod to it sometimes. And Jesus Christ is that. And I believe that we need wisdom. We need knowledge. And that gives us stability of times and strength of salvation. And the salvation, I believe there's an eternal salvation and there's a time salvation. So if I were to summarize this morning, I would say that Jesus Christ gives us everlasting life is time salvation. We need to understand about that blood. And he gives us eternal life, and that as the Son of God. So as the Son of God, giving us eternal life, which we cannot begin on our own, and we need to understand that, but we need to understand his life. And we need to understand the stable life in the midst of all the criticisms and all the things that he faced in life. It's amazing how stable he was, how much strength he had in the salvation of his own Father and the Spirit of God without measure in him. Well, we have that today. We have that with our inside, and that's in the new creature that's already living forever. We're already got eternal life. We're just going to lay this body down at some point. Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to resurrect us. But we already have one-third of us, so to speak, an old nature, new nature, and a body. There's three parts. I believe that our new nature is ready to go to heaven right now. Our body is the manifester of either the old nature and the new nature. And so we have a problem between those two brothers inside of us, and Ishmael and Isaac fighting each other. But the body itself is not guilty of sin. It is the manifester of sin. So we need to beg God for help. So Jesus Christ gives us his life. He gives us his blood. He gives us his 33 and a half year example that we can follow. But there was 3 hours where we can't go, where he had to be punished in the place we deserve, and in the lake of fire came him. And I've said this before, there's no man on the earth that's ever lived that's been in the lake of fire except one person, and that's Jesus Christ. And he had to be there for 3 hours, so the lake of fire came to him on the tree. And he was cut off, and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? That blood is what redeemed you and bought you and paid you. So we'll talk about that some at a later time. But I just wanted to mention this one verse in Isaiah that we need stability. And the only way we can have it is through the life of Christ, his whole 33 and a half year life as an example to our new nature. And then to understand the stability of the salvation that he brought. There is no stability in false doctrines. There is no, there's no strength in it either. Because if I have to do something to get something, that's pretty weak. Then it has to be dependent on where you live, when you live, and how old you are, and everything's unstable in that scenario. So we need stability of times and strength of salvation. And then finally, it says the fear of the Lord is his treasure. We need to have a reverent fear of our Lord. We need to see that we are in times right now that we need him very much to be our example in life. And we need to understand the death that he bore for us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your life. We thank you for the blood that you had in life and the blood that you had during that 3 hours of darkness that was shed for us. We thank you for the example that you have given us. We ask for stability. We ask for thy salvation to be proclaimed and thy salvation to be understood. Lord, we are entering in times where we need you even more, and you've always been needed, Father, but right now we need you even more as our world is teetering on being coming together as a one world governance, and all the things that are going to come against the campus saints about in thy holy city. We need spirit and truth worship. We need truth. We need justice. We need thy understanding of thy salvation, and we need, Lord, thy strength, and we need thy power through the Spirit of God operating in our lives. So, Father, I ask that you would help our church who are called by your name to stand up. May we be like the 300 of Gideon's army that don't put our head in the water and lap up the water like dogs, but that we bring the water to our mouths. And we look out over the horizon to see the enemy coming. We need to know our enemy, Lord. You know the enemy even more than we could ever know. But, Lord, we need to know a little bit about the enemy so that we can resist the devil and he'll flee from us. We ask that you would give us, Father, that gospel trumpet. You would give us that lamp, and the light inside of us will be broken forth, and that the enemy will kill themselves, Lord. Thank you for your love and blessing. We ask the rest of the service be for thy glory and honor. We ask that the sick will be healed in thy own way, Lord. Thank you for all your love and blessings. In Christ's name, amen.